We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's a hockey night in Pittsburgh, but it's not your Pittsburgh Penguins at PPG Paints. You know why? It's the Frozen Four, the NCAA's ice hockey championships. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, John Buchagross from ESPN and a Pittsburgh native, actually IUP area, Indiana, PA. Then moved over to Steubenville. John, welcome to the world's first radio station. You should know that, right?
Oh yeah, I know my radio history, and I grew up listening to Bob Prince on KDKA, calling pirate games as a little kid, like you said, living in Indiana, and born in Allegheny General Hospital, and then made my way out to Indiana and Steubenville. So yeah, it's great to be on your station. That's quite an honor, actually. I mean, I think this is the first time I've done it.
Well, it's amazing that, you know, you get to come back every once in a while, and you basically ESPN star of the show there when you come back to town. Is it a surreal experience for you to come back and visit every once in a while, especially for such a high-profile event like the Frozen Four?
Yeah, it really is. I drove into the city, and I actually drove out here from New England where I lived. My son now goes to IUP, which is kind of interesting. He's on the golf team. So I went to Westchester to watch play a match. And I figured I'll drive there, then I'll drive into Pittsburgh to do the games. And I came through the Squirrel Hill Tunnel, and in the city appears, and I realized that was the trip I took a lot as a little kid when I would come to Pirate games or Steeler games or Penguin games. My dad would drive his Ford Galaxy 500 through the Squirrel Hill Tunnel, and I'd be all excited as a little kid, and I'd go to a Penguin game, and then when the game would be less than 10 minutes left in the second period, I would always get really sad and melancholy because I realized the game was more than halfway over, and then I'd have to go home, and it would always depress me. So now, I was just a really excitable little kid who loved sports and then loved broadcasters and broadcasting. I was a radio and TV geek even before, more than I realized when I got older. I look back like I really was into all that stuff. So yeah, to return here and to be able to do play-by-play in the Penguins Arena is very surreal.
I remember those days at the Civic Arena going to Pens games and hearing the voice of John Barborough, who was the public address announcer, the late John Barborough was, I always marveled at how he never messed up. It was perfect. And I thought they really threw him a curveball when they gave him the Ruddy Duck, Lucky Duck puck scoro contest. And I thought, wow, one slip up and it's over for John. But
it's over. career ender. Yeah, no, he was really, really clean. You're right. Yeah. Goal scorer by number three,
that's it. The Pittsburgh goal. Well, John, it's great to have you home, and tell people about this Frozen Four, because this is a big deal. I remember last time it was here, really high-end entertaining hockey.
Yeah, it's future NHL players. 30% of the NHL has played college hockey now. That's way up. When I was a kid, the league was really 98% Canadian, pretty much 97-98% Canadian when I was a little kid growing up watching hockey. And, of course, now that's down to 50 because you have, 30% America. You have, obviously, Europeans from, multiple countries, Sweden, Finland. And then, of course, you got players from Russia and players from Slovakia and the Czech Republic. And so, yeah, so it's a great product. But, again, when I was a kid, there was no college hockey to speak of, to go to. There wasn't even any organized hockey for me to play. Barely any rinks to skate in. It's amazing how far it's come. I always tell people hockey's such a young sport in America. When I was born, there were four teams in America, and two in Canada. So that's how far we've come. I tell people hockey's really only about probably 40 years old. It's still kind of a sport finding its legs, and now it really has. At the NHL and college level, it's big time now. We play in NHL rinks for this Frozen Four, and these guys are great players.
And you have some great teams here this year. The national championship is here in Pittsburgh, and so are you. And it seems odd that three of the teams are from Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota's the hotbed of hockey in America, without question. They produce the most players. Their system is phenomenal. They have tons of outdoor rinks. Like, we have playgrounds with basketball nets. They have outdoor skating rinks that the towns finance and towns provide the kids to supplement their practice, which is often overcoached and overscripted by coaches. This gives them the freedom just to go out and play with their friends and do what they want to do, and that helps produce great hockey players. So, yeah, we have three Minnesota schools, and which are all D2 schools except for hockey. And then you have UMass, which is entirely a Division I. So it's an interesting thing that we have, you mentioned, three Minnesota schools and UMass, and those three Minnesota schools are all Division II, except for their hockey programs. And three of the schools have never won a national championship. That's awesome. St. Cloud State, Minnesota State, and UMass, and Minnesota Duluth. If they win, it'll be three in a row. So either way, we're guaranteed a nice storyline in Pittsburgh. Either a first-time winner, like I had here in 2013 when I did my first Frozen Four, Yale won, or a three-peat. So either way, it's going to be a fun story come Saturday night.
Jesse Root, a Pittsburgh native and Mount Lebanon graduate, who happens to be, by marriage, a nephew of mine, was, can you imagine him playing here in his home and winning a national championship? How exciting that must be. A lot of storylines. John, I got a tip for you. Go to Facebook. We got the Odd, Mysterious, Fascinating History of Pittsburgh, and there are tremendous hockey firsts and connections here in the Berg, and I think you'll enjoy that if you have some downtime over the next few months. But great to catch up, and we'll be watching ESPN's coverage of the Frozen Four. Thank you.
Hey, anytime, boys. It was a pleasure and honor to be on KDKA. Thank you so much.
John Buchergross on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, the Frozen Four. It's always a Pittsburgh connection, Kevin.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I've seen it, Staggy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.